This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
State and federal laws set drinking water standards to protect public health. Wisconsin residents on municipal systems may think that means their water is always safe to drink. But researchers say viruses are finding their way into water sources undetected, and climate change may only make matters worse. Daniel Kading has more.
A city well in Washburn is pumping 323 gallons of water a minute up the hill to the city's reservoir. That's according to city water operator Ross Leitner. Washburn has two wells that provide drinking water to about 900 households. The city is among 56 municipal water utilities statewide that don't regularly disinfect their drinking water. Leitner says the city meets state standards by testing for what's called total coliform bacteria.
We meet our bacterial levels without having to disinfect. We test three times a month required by the DNR.
The tests reveal any problems that may exist in a drinking water system or well. If tests don't reveal anything, Leitner says there's no need to disinfect.
Wisconsin DNR is telling us that we don't have to, so if we don't have to chlorinate our water, it's kind of, you know, why would you kind of thing, you know?
Makes sense, but Chris Uejo thinks they should. He says one reason is the link he's researching between rainfall and illness. The assistant geography professor at Florida State University studied the rate of stomach illness among kids in northern Wisconsin communities that do and don't disinfect their drinking water.
And in these areas where they were treating their drinking water, we did not find any systematic relationship between rainfall and new human illnesses. But we did find a pretty systematic and consistent relationship in these communities in northern Wisconsin that were accessing municipal water that was untreated.
Simply put, rain is transporting viruses that make people sick into drinking water sources. Using climate models, Uejo's study shows young kids in those communities will be more likely to fall ill from untreated drinking water as the area sees more frequent intense rainfall due to climate change.
We found a pretty modest increase due to climate change.
Uejo says that ranged anywhere from a 1 to 2% increase in the rate of stomach illnesses. Wisconsin Geological Survey hydrogeologist Madeline Gotkowitz says communities that don't treat their water aren't doing anything wrong. They're just following state standards.
But the way a lot of people interpret that is if their well passes the total coliform test, then the water must be safe to drink.
But those tests don't look for the presence of viruses that Uejo says are making people sick. USDA Agricultural Research Service microbiologist Mark Borkart says a 2007 study revealed pathogens could penetrate layers of rock thought to filter out contamination.
When it rains, people should understand that's when contamination happens. So many people have this view of groundwater being ancient and deep and coming from an underground river, and actually a lot of it's just the rain that fell on the ground 2 weeks earlier.
The findings swayed the Wisconsin DNR to revise its drinking water rules so that all municipal water utilities would have to disinfect, but the legislature nixed that requirement in 2011. Opponents argued local governments should decide whether to treat their water. They pointed to added costs for cash-strapped communities and even taste. Washburn City Administrator Scott Kluver says they get quite a few complaints from residents when they have to disinfect their drinking water.
There's usually a line of people trying to fill up water at the artesian well because they don't like the smell or the taste of the chlorine.
But Uejo says his study found that treating drinking water would prevent 82% of stomach illnesses associated with rainfall in communities that don't regularly disinfect. As Wisconsin sees hotter, wetter weather, those communities may see residents lining up more often at the doctor's office instead and paying more out of pocket to treat illnesses that could have been prevented. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.